from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo topping our report this hour. It was a good night for Democrats in New Jersey on Tuesday, giving hope to the party as the midterms arrive next year. Alyssa Maurice with Stockton University's Hughes Center for Public Policy says Democrats around the country can learn from how Governor-elect Mikey Sherrill successfully packaged her message to voters.
Sherrill, you know, Cittarelli's campaign really criticized her for talking about Trump quite a bit, but she did tie it to the affordability issue in the state and directly to issues that impact New Jerseyans.
As for the Republicans, Maurice says the Garden State GOP will have to figure out how to bring low-propensity voters to the polls without Trump on the ballot if they want to rebound. A Howell man admits to causing a passenger's death in a drunken UTV wreck in Ocean County.
48-year-old Stephen McGuire has pleaded guilty to strict liability vehicular homicide and endangering the welfare of a child in the 2020 crash that killed 62-year-old James Grover, also of Howell. McGuire's UTV had several children and Grover as passengers when it plunged into what locals call Crystal Lake in Whiting. Grover, a grandfather of 12, died at the scene. Prosecutors say the victim's family wanted to show mercy in backing the plea deal. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
There are no charges for police officers involved in a deadly encounter with a Patterson man in September of 2023. New Jersey Attorney General Matt Plotkin says a state grand jury decided not to proceed with criminal charges against Tottawa police officer Damiano Dioro and other Tottawa officers. Plotkin says he was in his patrol car following David Lucero, who was on a motorized scooter going from Tottawa to Patterson when the scooter collided with another vehicle. Lucero was ejected and killed. All deaths involving law enforcement are investigated in New Jersey. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. United Airlines will refund customers who now don't want to fly because of the impending federal flight restrictions. The FAA is cutting 10% of flights in the U.S. airspace starting tomorrow morning due to air traffic controller staffing issues during the ongoing government shutdown. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 399 points. For just $99, Guaranteed Service will inspect your plumbing for leaks, gas line safety, water heater, and more. That's peace of mind. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. News, traffic, weather also brought to you by Alliance Orthopedics, offering minimally invasive union surgery for faster recovery and smaller incisions that deliver bigger results. Alliance Orthopedics, better every day. Visit AllianceOrtho.com or call 877-5-FASTER today. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And will the sun come out tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's going to be chilly as we get through tonight with a partly cloudy sky. Low temperatures mostly in the 30s. There will be some areas of frost as we head into early tomorrow. And some spots in the Northwest Hills will even see a freeze. It will be breezy tomorrow. In general, more clouds and sunshine, especially later in the day. That's when we'll see the most cloud cover. Tomorrow's high near 60. So we do expect some showers to move through the area tomorrow night, with a lot of clouds. Low near 50, so not nearly as cold as tonight. Saturday looks even a bit warmer. A pleasant day to start off the weekend with some sunshine. Highs up into the mid-60s. Then the clouds return by Sunday. There will be some rain at times. Sunday's high will be close to 60 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Andover, 44 degrees. Monroe, 48. Seaside Heights, 49. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather is brought to you by DC Equipment and Supplies, where clean gets smarter, not harder. From advanced cleaning equipment and robotics to janitorial supplies and expert repairs by Scrubber Doctor, DC makes clean easy. Visit DCEquipment.com. Equipment, supplies, service, and smarter solutions. DC's got you covered.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.